or Ark of the Testimony, was the only piece of furniture in the most holy compartment of the tabernacle. Its name suggests that it illustrated the embodiment of Jehovah's plan, which he had purposed in himself before the beginning of his creation, before the minutest development of his plan had taken place. It represented, therefore, the eternal purpose of God, his foreordained arrangement of riches of grace for mankind in the Christ, head and body, the hidden mystery. It therefore represented Christ Jesus and his bride, the little flock, as partakers of the divine nature and imbued with power and great glory. Exclusive of the lid called the mercy seat, it was a rectangular box, measuring 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. It was made of shittim wood overlaid with gold. It contained, for a time, Aaron's rod that budded, the golden bowl of the incorruptible manna, and the 2 tables of the law. The lid was a slab of solid gold, on the 2 ends of which, and of the same piece of material, were 2 cherubim. It measured 2.5 cubits in length and 1.5 cubits in width. As already set forth, the ark, that is the box part of it, was like the table of the showbread and the altar of incense made of shittim wood overlaid with gold. The furnishings of the holy compartment in this way reflected the fact that those represented in these furnishings, the church of the gospel age this side of the veil, had a hope that one day their mortality, represented by the shittim wood, would be swallowed up of immortality, represented by the gold. Though the ark was made of the selfsame materials, yet the fact that it stood in the compartment beyond the second veil, in the most holy, thus representing a state or condition beyond the veil, reflected the fact that those represented by the ark no longer had this hope, but rather its fruition. They were glorified, the glorified church. They were partakers of the divine nature. Their mortality, the shittim wood, had been swallowed up of immortality, the gold. How beautiful. Yes, and the very number of these very elect is borne out by the measurements of the ark in its relationship to the measurements of the most holy. The interior measurements of the most holy were 9 by 9 by 10. That is 810 cubic cubits. The ark's exterior measurements were 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5. That is 5 5/8 cubic cubits. Incidentally, Jehovah's number in the tabernacle symbolisms is 1,000, the same as the exterior cubic measurement of the Most Holy, his abode. For 10 by 10 by 10 is 1,000. Now, by dividing the ark's cubic measurement of 5 5/8 into the interior cubic measurement of the Most Holy, 810, we get exactly 144, which, when multiplied by Jehovah's number 1,000, gives us the number of those who shall constitute, according to the revelation, the glorified church, those who shall stand with the Lamb on Mount Zion, 144,000. Here Jesus himself is represented in the 6 square faces of the cube that constitutes the most holy. Thus is set forth the fact that the 144,000 will all be in Christ. But not only is the square the symbol of that which is perfect, all its sides being equal, but the 100, the area of each of the squares, is significant too. For in the tabernacle's symbolisms, this is Jesus' number. Both the gate and the door of the tabernacle, which represented Jesus, measured 100 square cubits. And there were just 100 silver sockets, to support the boards and the four pillars of the tabernacle, which sockets were not made from the freewill offering of the people, but from the redemption money paid by them as a poll tax. It therefore represented the ransom price of Christ Jesus, the price of redemption, but it also showed forth that it was the basis of all atonement. The contents of the ark also very beautifully reflected certain of the glories and the characteristics of these saints. Thus, Aaron's rod that budded showed forth the elect character of this class. They were God's duly anointed priesthood. The golden bowl of incorruptible manna showed forth their possession of the divine nature, immortality. The tables of the law represented them as the administrators and the dispensers of the blessing of Jehovah God's new covenant unto Israel, and through Israel to the world. And while this rectangular box does well represent the glorified church, its lid, the mercy seat, or propitiatory, represented Christ Jesus as the head of the Christ, for the church is incomplete without him. Another very beautiful thought suggests itself here. It will be recalled that the mercy seat, representing Christ Jesus as the head over the glorified church, measured 2.5 by 1.5 cubits, giving the mercy seat a perimeter of 8 linear cubits. The Ark of the Covenant had identical measurements. Thus it is too that it had a perimeter of 8 linear cubits. Now 8, of course, is the symbol of the resurrection life. Jesus was resurrected on the morrow after the Sabbath, on an 8th day. And so, since the ark represented the glorified church, it is evidenced here that its every member has been conformed to the predestinated image of God's dear Son, even to his resurrection glory. But that lid, together with the cherubim and the glory light, reflected Jehovah God in his four cardinal attributes also: his justice, his wisdom, his love, and his power. The slab itself, upon which the blood of the atonement was sprinkled by the high priest, well represents that basic and underlying principle of God's character, justice, sometimes called the foundation of his throne. The two cherubim represent Jehovah God's